This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, I know that obviously, us from VAC, we're interested in how it involves HIV, and co-infection with Hep C and HIV can be a pretty complicated scenario. And from some of the research we have, it displays that HIV can worsen Hep C-related liver disease and lead to hepatocellular carcinoma, which, aka liver cancer, a lot faster. It is a little bit unclear as to whether Hep C affects the progression of HIV. Now, we know that currently about 13% of HIV positive people have Hep C in Victoria. Is that about right?
Yes, that's right.
Can you delve in a little bit about where we are with that research in terms of co-infection?
Yes, you're absolutely right. There's about 13% of positive people in Australia who also have hepatitis C.
Yeah.
And for the last couple of years, we thought that was increasing. It doesn't seem to be at the moment. The rate seems to be steady, but still we are seeing a steady number of new infections. Yes, and having Hep C, or having HIV and Hep C, certainly we believe it progresses the Hep C damage to the liver faster.
Yeah.
And the ramifications of it may be more serious. So it is important for people who are newly infected to be talking to their treatment specialist as soon as possible.
Yes.
One of the things that we are learning and we have found out is that the sooner people undertake treatment, the more successful it is,
yeah,
even with HIV. So the treatments can be effective. They're more effective if people undertake treatment sooner rather than later.
Okay. So we were discussing about the importance of, the sooner you find out, your Hep C, whether you've got being diagnosed with Hep C, the faster you pick up treatment, the better.
Mm.
What can we what can we put in place to make this process happen, or what can we say to our people out there?
Yeah. We've been very fortunate in Victoria that we have several dedicated sexual gay men and GLBTI community sexual health clinics. So mm. Centre Clinic, Paran Clinic, Northside Clinic, Alfred Hospital ID, the VIDS at Royal Melbourne. They're all very focused on looking after people with HIV, of course.
Yeah.
And this is where the increase in the new infections were picked up in the first place throughout these agencies. So they're looking closely at liver function tests, really, for HIV positive people.
Okay.
And if they start to rise, then they start looking at why that might be.
Great.
And that's how we've picked up all these new cases.
Okay.
So I think for that to continue, for people to be aware, if they're not having their liver function tested regularly, then be asking their doctors to be having a look at that. That's one way of
liver function tests,
keeping an eye on things. But just
and that's a non-invasive test.
It's a blood test. They first of all look for antibodies. Mm. That tells them if they've ever had hepatitis C, and then they can go on to see if they've still got the virus.
Okay.
25% of people, although less with HIV positive people, about 15% of HIV positive people, will clear the virus through their own immune response.
Mm-hmm.
The other issues or concerns that we've got with HIV in the mix with Hep C is that it is looking more and more likely that Hep C is in other body fluids for HIV positive people. Now, this may be because of the HIV. They have a less strong immune response, and therefore there's a higher viral load of Hep C in the body, and therefore it seems likely that it's in, say, for instance, semen. So for HIV positive people, we're rapidly coming to the point where we say it is sexually transmitted in the presence of HIV.
Yeah.
So that's something that we really need people to hear loud and clear at this stage.
It is tricky because of our classifications, isn't it?
That's right. If we were talking to, say, heterosexual couples engaged mm. in what you'd call ordinary workaday sex, where there's none
workaday.
Of these...
Workaday. Vanilla.
Workaday, vanilla. Where there's none of these activities where blood might be concerned,
mm.
then we wouldn't be recommending the use of condoms at all.
Okay.
But for HIV-positive people, we believe that it's becoming a new STI. Sort of, we're very reluctant to say that, but all of the evidence is pointing towards.
Yeah.
So we need to say, look, it's sexually transmitted in this group in particular.
And we understand that you're reluctant to, you know, obviously engage with that, but research changes, times change.
Yes.
Being aware as possible is important.
Yes, yes. Of course, we're not at all reluctant to get engaged with it, but we are reluctant to put the message out there to everybody, because for people not engaged in some of these activities, for people who don't have HIV, it's not an issue for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is for this particular group.
I actually was going to say that this weekend that just went by, I went to a couple of workshops, one on anal health, the other one on fisting. And I was quite happy quite happy to see that the information about hepatitis C was there, and there were questions.
Good.
So it's quite good to see that the community have been talking about Hep C for a long time.
Yeah.
It's good to see that they are.
Yeah, yeah, we're very lucky in the GLBTI community that it is a very active community. We have a lot of social groups, a lot of health groups.
More so than the heterosexual, what I can see, from what I'm aware.
Well, we've been fighting for equal rights for a very long time.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, when HIV came along 30 years ago, we shifted a lot of our resources to tackle that. And so we've got the health networks, we've got the connections in the community.
Absolutely.
We've got things like Joy Radio, the AIDS councils, Positive Living Centres, these sorts of community-based organisations and contacts that we can use.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in this case, Hepatitis Victoria has been very grateful that we've been able to partner with the community and be able to get the word out. And so we've been doing that for a little time now, and we'll be doing that for some time to come.
Yeah, you did mention the partnership between Living Positive Victoria and Hepatitis Victoria. And I did present with you in one of the annual masterclasses,
we've had
something
a couple
like
of sexual health masterclasses.
Masterclass,
So the annual masterclass, and then we had a party and play, and we'll be having another one yet again, and that will be around Hep C and safer sex. So it'll be tackling Hep C itself and safer sex.
That is great.
Speaking of the... you guys started a project between Hepatitis Victoria and Living Positive Victoria, didn't you, with regards to Hep C and HIV co-infection.
Yep.
Was that started last year?
Yeah, we're calling that the co-infection response.
Co-infection response.
The Victorian co-infection response.
Okay, and what does that entail?
That involves the masterclasses that Carlos was just talking about as well.
Oh, so that was part of it.
That was all part of that.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. And so we banded together. We got a lot of the different organisations that can inform and help to inform the response, and we've been working very closely, Hepatitis Victoria, myself, and Dimitri at Living Positive Victoria.
Yeah,
been working very closely together to and then we applied for funding with the health department and got some funding for the project.
Oh, great.
And so we've been working to equip the project and to deliver information. So there's posters, there's been training across all the different so I've worked with Carlos and the SAM project. We also do training for the guys that do outreach at the AIDS Council, so going out to beats and things like that as well, but also cross-organisational training. There's posters, there's been messages put into fit packs in community-based NSPs, and there's been a lot of talk. This is, I think, the fourth time I've been on community radio in the last 12 months.
Excellent. Oh, you're a popular guest, aren't
there,
you, Gary?
We're getting there. We're getting there. The message is, I think the message is well and truly out, and we are now trying to hone those messages and work out exactly what it is we need to say in order for people to keep themselves safe.
Absolutely.
And then also what people need to do if they believe they've been exposed, and then once people know that they have hepatitis C, what they need to do about that.
Yeah, that's great. I'm also really pleased to see all the cooperation and working together between the organisations, which is great.
Yeah.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.